The Federal Reserve has taken yet another step in an effort to calm the financial markets. Chairman Ben Bernanke and his fellow Fed governors cut interest rates this morning. This comes a day after the Fed made huge amounts of credit available to corporations. And in a coordinated move today, banks in Europe and elsewhere also cut rates. We're going to hear more about all these developments now from two NPR correspondents who are covering the global financial crisis in two of the world's financial capitals. We begin with NPR's Jim Zaroli, who's following the Fed's moves from New York. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what is the Fed doing and why now?
Well, it announced this morning that it is cutting the federal funds rate by half a percentage point. That is the rate that banks charge each other for overnight loans. It also cut the discount rate. And it decided to do this now rather than wait for its next meeting at the end of the month, which basically just underscores this, the real seriousness of the economic situation right now.
This makes
the
credit
Fed
a little bit cheaper, I guess we should say. This makes it easier for banks to borrow at a lower interest rate, which makes it easier for them to lend and make money off of it. Is that correct?
That's right. And the hope is that that eventually will filter down to the broader economy and sort of unfreeze the credit markets, which are just completely stuck right now.
Is this something that Wall Street was clamoring for after days and days of brutal losses on the stock market?
Well, it probably depends on who you talk to on Wall Street, but I think there were an awful lot of people that thought that the Fed should do this and thought that the Fed would do this. Ben Bernanke gave a speech yesterday before a group of business economists in which he was very gloomy about the state of the economy, said that the economy is slowing down and the turmoil in the financial markets is going to just make things a lot worse. He was pretty much just signaling that a rate cut was coming. I don't know that people expected it would come this morning, but that's what we have.
We're talking about the Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates today by half a percentage point. Jim Zaroli, stay with us as we bring another voice into the conversation. NPR's Rob Gifford is in another financial capital, London, and that's important because European authorities, the European Central Bank, as well as the Bank of England, joined by the Swiss and the Swedes, have all also cut interest rates in what appears to be a coordinated move. Rob, what makes the Europeans move now?
Well, very much the same reasons you were just hearing from New York, Steve. It's one, actually, of a raft of issues that have been floated today, including a massive rescue package as well that Prime Minister Gordon Brown has put forward this morning. They've done it together because it's reached the point in Britain here where really just putting out the fires as they come up was being seen. That sort of approach to this problem was really at an end. They needed to set up a big fire break, if you like. So they've put forward this rescue package of basically partially nationalizing the British banks at the same time as announcing this half a percent interest rate cut.
I want to figure out who's pushing and who's pulling here. Is it your sense, Rob Gifford, that European bankers are following the lead of Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman in the United States?
I think there was a feeling really throughout Europe and indeed in Asia that this needed to happen. There's been pressure here within Europe. Of course, there's close coordination across the Atlantic as well. But as I say, the situation had got so dire here. And in fact, yesterday was a crucial day, really, because some of the British banks, the stocks in British banks on the FTSE 100 index here tanked so badly, down about 40% in one day. It reached the point by the end of yesterday where it was clear really major action was needed. So that's why they've launched this rescue package and cut the rate.
Well, Jim Zaroli, isn't one of the questions that has to be asked is whether Ben Bernanke has the confidence of the financial markets? Do they have confidence that the Fed has the power and the means and the knowledge to fix what's wrong here?
Well, I think there's a general sense that this problem, which started in the United States as a mortgage market problem and spread, has just maybe gotten too big for the Federal Reserve to handle on its own. I don't know if it's a question of confidence in Bernanke personally, but I think there's a feeling that maybe the kinds of tools that the Fed has in its toolbox weren't quite enough. I think you heard a lot of calls in recent days for this kind of coordinated rate cut by all the central banks of the world. The idea is that it just has more bang for the buck when everybody gets together and does it at the same time. It just sends a message that, you know, we're really serious about this situation. It also prevents something else, which is I think probably a lesser reason, but there's a capital flight problem. When the United States cuts interest rates and the other central banks don't, it just encourages money to go from the United States overseas. So it kind of undercuts the value of an interest rate cut. But when everybody does it together, it sort of cancels that out.
Is there any concern, Rob Gifford, that even all the central banks in the industrialized countries in the world might not be big enough to stop this panic?
There is certainly concern, and even after this amazing package, which I should tell you a little bit about, Steve, in a second, even after this amazing package was launched by Prime Minister Gordon Brown today to partially nationalize the banks, you've still got people here saying, "Whew, gosh, I mean, it's big, but these are crazy times, and we don't even know if this package is going to be big enough and strong enough, along with the interest rate, along with the interest rate cut, along with this amazing international coordination to really staunch the flow."
Tell me about partially nationalizing British banks then, Rob. How is that different from the bailout in the United States?
Yes, different in many ways, actually, from the Paulson plan that was passed last week. The crucial thing is that the British government is using taxpayers' money to take an equity stake in 8 Main Street banks here in Britain. And that's very different from what was done in the United States. And that means that if and when, as they hope, those banks recover, there will be some return for the taxpayers' money. In addition to this, there are loan guarantees being offered by the British government to guarantee the money that banks borrow from other banks. And that's, again, crucial in getting the money flow going again. And the third thing that the British government has done is to expand what it calls its special liquidity scheme, which facilitates short-term borrowing, and they've put up $350 billion, made that available on that scheme. So it's really a massive package. It is different from how the US did it last week. I suppose it is a more European model. The Swedes were very successful doing this in the 1990s when they had their own financial meltdown, and taxpayers' money was repaid within several years.
Okay, thanks very much. Rob Gifford is in London. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And NPR's Jim Zarroli is covering the crisis from New York. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.